Chuck Glenwinkle here from the College Station School District. Never at a loss of things going on or student honors to share.
Oh, lots of stuff going on, especially this time of year in the spring, and it's going to continue to pick up. And, one of the things that we talked about a whole lot when we were building College Station High School was increasing the amount of opportunity that we have for our students by having two high schools. And I'm telling you what, that is really coming to fruition right now, Bill, with all the honors and stuff going in. Just take an example of that is right now we have four soccer teams in the state playoffs as opposed to just maybe having two. All four of our varsity soccer teams are currently in the state playoffs, and lots of things going on. And one of those that's really kind of exciting and a little bit unique is the A&M Consolidated High School FFA tractor technician team recently won the state championship, the best in the state of Texas. Now, think about that. There's a lot of people with a lot of interest in tractors around the state of Texas. And a team of three guys from right here in College Station, Texas, won the state championship in the tractor technician contest at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And those three guys are Nick Rayleigh, who was the High Point individual in the state of Texas, along with David Bucks Kemper and Dustin McGee. And just the things they had to do in this competition were pretty incredible. They have to take an exam about tractor components, and they have to take exam just about just general tractor questions. But the most impressive thing they have to do is they have 30 minutes. They have a real live tractor in front of them, and they have the field manual. I don't think it's called a field manual. It's called something, a mechanical manual or something. And they have 30 minutes to find five bugs that are in the tractor, and they have to fix those bugs and drive the tractor on a specified course all within 30 minutes. They were the best in the state of Texas in doing that, so congratulations to those three young men.
Well, there's at least a half a dozen implement dealers in Bryan College Station
exactly.
alone that would be interested in these guys.
Yeah, it was interesting. I saw they did an article live on KPRC in Houston, like right after they had won it, and it found its way to my office, the recording of that interview. And, you know, the guys were on there, the three guys were on there talking about how, you know, they want to get into auto mechanics and all that kind of stuff, and they're just grateful that the school provided them an opportunity to do something mechanical. And, I think it's a good sign for the school district. There's lots of things that kids can do to prepare themselves to go out and not only go to college, but find jobs after they get out of high school as well.
What else as far as student honors?
We had three A&M Consolidated students qualify for nationals in the Business Professionals of America contest. We had Xinjin Xiao qualified in payroll accounting. We had Stephen Wang qualify in C++ programming. And we had Vicky Yao qualify in keyboarding. So all those three will represent A&M Consolidated High School in Indianapolis in April at the National BPA Convention. And then College Station High School math and science team placed third in the state of Texas. Out of all the 3A schools in the state, they placed third with mostly freshmen and sophomores, a couple juniors, and obviously no seniors because they don't have seniors yet. But they placed third in the state in the math and science competition. So congratulations to all those guys as well.
We've done some reporting on what happened at the Board of Trustees meeting, something that just popped into my head in addition to rezoning and the natatorium presentation and the announcement of the lone finalist for superintendent. There have been presentations during public comments the last several board meetings from proponents of having Chinese added to the school curriculum, and I noticed that was on the agenda. What happened
That's
there?
That's correct, and what the decision was finally on that was that we were going to go through the natural progression of adding a class. And so that there's a committee on the campus. I'm not sure the name of the committee. Please forgive me about that. But there's a committee on campus who those things go through. Then they just work themselves up the chain. So there's probably not going to be a Chinese language classes next year. But the possibility for the following year is there. It's just going to go through the regular process of adding new classes. And you know, we do that generally. That those new classes go to the board in the fall. I think it's October or November when new classes go to the board. We added a couple CAKE classes this past October.
And that's an example, again, of parental and student involvement. If there's something that you feel like should receive the board's attention, that's why you make your case at the board meeting.
Absolutely. You can make your case at the board meeting. There's a public comment section. You get 3 minutes to say whatever you'd like, well, within reason, of course. But also, all the board members' email addresses are on our website, and well, there's also an email address that we have as a school district, feedback@csisd.org. We're checking it all the time and responding, and you can always email me with any questions you may have, chuck@csisd.org.
Got another minute or so to very quickly, unfortunately, cover a couple of other things.
Sure.
Or refresh, one, about rezoning, and two, who I presume is going to be the new boss here at the next board meeting.
Yeah, Dr. Ely was named the lone finalist, and the people at the school district are excited about that. We'll see what happens in April. We're not putting the cart before the horse just yet. But we are excited about Dr. Ely coming in. Obviously, we're going to miss Dr. Colson, but he's on to bigger and better things, and can't think of a better person to replace him than Clark Ely.
And then a reminder about the status of the rezoning process for that ninth elementary school.
Yeah, the rezoning committee is going to start its work this week, actually. And I think they've got 6 or 7 meetings scheduled over the course of the next 2.5 months. And the 3 parameters that the board adopted last week is that the committee should zone schools for comparable demographic composition of students, they should zone the schools for growth, and they should maintain at least 3 Title I schools when they do their rezoning. And this is all, of course, going to take effect in August of 2015 when elementary number 9 opens up, which probably will get a name at the next board meeting.
No kidding.
Yeah, we'll probably get a name at the next board meeting. So be on the lookout for that. But the zones will be set, hopefully adopted by the school board September or October of this coming year, or this year, actually. So the zones will be in place almost a year before they go into effect.
And again, all the information you want from CSISD, again, online at CSISD.org.
And our Facebook and Twitter feeds as well.
Excellent. Appreciate the visit.
Thank you, Bill.
Chuck Unwinkle, the College Station School District, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.